If you're a regular listener of the show, all the episodes that we've been talking about so far and the interviews that we did in season one have all pertained to management consulting, or in fact, even more specifically, strategy consulting. But when someone says that they work in consulting, there is a whole host of things that they could be doing.
Welcome to Secrets of the City, the show where we uncover the stories behind the people who work in the highly lucrative yet enigmatic jobs of the City of London. I'm your host, Ayush Santalia.
And today I'll be talking to you about five different types of consulting. So strategy consulting, operational consulting, financial consulting or advisory, human resources consulting, and IT consulting. And these are probably the five main buckets that I've seen most people go into. Now, of course, the one obvious one that I've missed out from here is management consulting, and that is probably a phrase that you hear thrown around a lot. Basically, the way that I think about it, management consulting is an umbrella term for a lot of different types of consulting. And typically, strategy consulting is a subset of management consulting. Operational consulting is also a subset of management consulting. And also, financial advisory consulting may sometimes be considered a subset of management consulting. So, in and of itself, I don't think management consulting is a separate type of job that you'd be doing. It's just more of an umbrella term that captures three or four other types of consulting within it. And most of the big firms that you might be thinking about applying to, so McKinsey, BCG, Bain, even the big four, so KPMG, PwC, Deloitte, and EY, all of these often started off as a very specific type of consulting and have since grown and expanded into more general management consultants. So in the case of MBB, McKinsey, BCG, Bain, they began as strategy consultancies and have recently, in the last kind of 20, 30 years, have grown to incorporate a lot of the other elements of management consulting, in particular operational consulting. And the big four accounting firms started off as you'd probably expect, financial consultants, and have also since grown to incorporate lots of other different types of professional consulting services. So I'll start off with what I said was number one, strategy consulting. What does this actually mean? As a strategy consultant, you are usually answering the big high-level questions that your clients might have for you. And these will include things like, how should I grow my revenue? What should be the vision of my company for the next 5 years? Questions that are normally being answered or asked by the CEOs, CFOs, and the executive management teams of your clients. The type of work that strategy consultants do tends to be very analytical. So looking at data that the client might have, looking at market data, often might contain interview programs as well or surveys to try and really get under the skin of what the customer wants and trying to come up with a whole high level vision effectively that the business should be carrying out. And companies that operate in this space, as I mentioned, you know, you've got BCG, McKinsey, Bain. And more nowadays, you also begin to have strategy consulting boutiques, which are smaller firms who are focused purely on strategy, whereas MBB nowadays also tend to do more operational consulting, which I'll come to. Usually, the one thing that differentiates strategy consulting from operational consultants and other types of consulting is the projects tend to be much shorter, they tend to be much more high level, and often you'll give your clients some piece of advice, and then you kind of leave the scene and you don't really have anything to do with the actual implementation of the project itself. The next type of consulting that I want to talk about is operational consulting. Now, often strategy consulting and operational consulting work hand in hand, and that's because a strategy consultancy will give a client some piece of advice about how they should position their business for the next 5 or 10 years, and then to actually change the processes that are already in place to align to that vision will require the job of an operational consultant. As I was saying earlier in the show, the big strategy consulting firms have more and more started to go into this type of consulting because these projects typically tend to be longer, they tend to be more revenue as a result, they also tend to be slightly higher margin because it requires less people and analytical horsepower to carry out these projects. The job of an operational consultant, and this is a very broad brush way of classifying this type of consulting, and actually it's a little bit more nuanced, but broadly what they are brought in to do is to help improve and facilitate change management within a certain company. And this could be anything from making a supply chain more efficient. This is a very common type of consulting. So you know, a business like Newton, for example, in the UK is very good at this. It can also be much more change management. So if there is a new initiative that you're trying to carry out, or for example, there's been a merger or acquisition, an operational consultant can be brought in to try and help integrate those two businesses. And it can also be in terms of a specific functional organization. So it might be, you know, operational consultants could work within a business's accounting department or marketing department. department and try and streamline effectively their processes that they are doing in order to make the business more cost efficient. Unlike strategy consultants, operational consultants can often be very embedded in the client. So they can be on client site 4 or 5 days a week. The projects could be as long as, you know, 2 or 3 years, because after all, this is a huge change management process that they're trying to implement. The third type of consulting that I want to talk about, which is slightly different from strategy consulting and operational consulting, but still comes under the whole management consulting umbrella, is financial consulting. And this is where the big four accounting firms began. They began as tax specialists, fraud specialists, auditing company financial statements. So everything from income statements to balance sheets to cash flow statements. This is the kind of work that a financial consultant does, but that's not all. They are also involved in a much broader array of skills. So they might be involved in helping financially restructure a business to make its balance sheet more effective and more strong. They could also be involved in trying to raise debt for a company. And again, the financial consultants or advisors, as they're often called, work very closely with the client because they really need to get under the skin of every bit of financial data that the client is churning out. And also the job tends to be much more technical. So a financial advisor might have to undergo CFA qualification or some other type of accounting qualification, because you need to effectively prove that you're in a position where you can give sort of legal and solid financial advice. And it's not something that you would learn in university. It's a very specific knowledge set that you need to acquire to be a successful financial consultant. The fourth type of consulting, which I'll spend a bit less time on, is human resources consulting. So on the show so far, we've not really ever touched upon this. Human resources consulting is all about trying to optimize the culture and making sure that you can, as a business, bring out the most of the talent that you've hired. And this might include things like what kinds of training programs they should be undergoing, maybe employment contracts, what kinds of processes you need in place in order to make sure that your talent is well organized, as well as making sure that your employees are happy and have the right benefits and salary, etc., that they might need. Human resources consulting isn't a super big industry. The biggest company that I'm aware of is probably Mercer in this space. And it's not as big as operational consulting by any stretch of the imagination. So it's a little bit smaller, it's a little bit more niche. But of course, you know, it does have its place in helping businesses really thrive and make the most of the people that they have hired. The final type of consulting, which is becoming especially popular nowadays, is IT consulting, or in other words, technology consulting. And this is really the companies like the IBMs, the Accentures, who really focus on trying to implement new technology systems into organizations. More and more nowadays, businesses are relying upon software and IT to really run the crux of the organization. And, you know, every 2 or 3 years, you need to upgrade your software or you need to install some new systems. And while this is easy for one person, you probably update your software every couple of months, if not more frequently. For a large organization, especially one that has, you know, thousands of people, any IT change is actually a huge undertaking, because people have gotten used to using old systems. They might have saved all of their files in a certain way, which isn't necessarily easy to transfer across over into a new IT system. And so being able to effectively manage that change is a super valuable skill that an IT consultant is able to bring to an organization. And the IT systems that are being replaced could be anything. You know, it could be as simple as moving over from Microsoft to Google in terms of your documentation and your Office suite of products. But it could also be more complicated when it comes to the accounting systems that you use, or the CRM, which is kind of customer relationship management systems that you use as well. So the extent of consulting required is vary a little bit. If it's something that is more embedded within the organization, such as accounting, then the task of changing that system could be quite substantial. If it's something that's a little bit less sticky, for example, like the Office suites, then the job of an IT consultant is a little bit easier. As an IT consultant, you probably need to have good software skills, obviously, to understand the IT systems that are being incorporated, but you should also have a lot of the other skills that every consultant needs to have in terms of ability to interact with clients, presentation skills, etc. So that was a super quick overview of all the different types of consulting. Just to recap, we had strategy consulting, operational consulting, and those two are obviously very linked. Then we had financial consulting, human resources consulting, and finally IT consulting. So when you're thinking about going into consulting as a broad phrase, make sure you identify exactly what type of consulting you want to go into, but also the skills that are required to really succeed and thrive in that type of role, and the companies that are really good in those specific spaces. You know, a really good IT consulting company may not necessarily be the right company that you want to go after if you want to learn about strategy consulting. So thanks again for listening in, and I'll speak to you next time.